Hey there, fans of the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast. Thanks again for joining us today. Chris and I are going to jibber-jab. We've done this before, as a matter of fact. We're going to jibber-jab about the vaccination issues going on right now with cross-border traffic. So essential drivers, this one's going to be for you guys. Any trucking company out there that crosses the border, this one's going to be for you guys. So let's have a little bit of fun while Chris and I jibber-jabber. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Good, Johnny. And by the way, great intro, but I just want to add, this Please. Is for drivers or trucking companies. It doesn't matter which side of the border you're on, because the requirements are, I don't know.
Yes, it's going to go federal wide across Canada. So, yep, so true.
Well, yeah, so to get into the country...
Yeah, so it's one
we've
thing.
Got two kind of topics, to get into yes. Canada
yep,
and then to get into the States.
Yep. Yep.
And so, as we record this is before January the 15th. But, John, what the heck's so important about January the 15th?
Well, that's the due date. That's the deadline date that Canada has put into play that says you need to be fully vaccinated. And fully vaccinated means both shots and a 14-day period. So if you haven't got your second shot, you're already late. So you've got to be fully vaccinated in order to come into Canada.
Yeah, and not only are you fully vaccinated, but you have to have proof
Correct.
Of that vaccination.
Yes, and Canada happens to have their own app, the ArriveCan app, that you can utilize and load up your vaccination report as proof so that you can show the border guards when you come in.
Well, what's this ArriveCan app that I'm sure can be found on a cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
But yep. What is it? Why is that important?
Well, what it does, I actually helped a friend here just a couple weeks ago before Christmas because he was going over into New York to Niagara Falls. He had to pick up some mail, and he was allowed to go now that he was fully vaccinated, but he had to provide proof coming back into Canada. So he was first doing this. So I had a chance to actually witness and go through the process, and it is an application, and it is a bit of a lengthy process. Because you have to import or upload all your information, your name, address, whatnot, and then you have to upload vaccination proof. So each of your documents that you have, or the one that has the barcode on it that shows you were being vaccinated by these days, and then by this document, or not this time, this vaccine. Yep, and then once you have that all loaded up, then you would start to load in there. When you're going to come back into Canada or from the U.S., when you're going to arrive at the border, what date, what time, and then that loads up into the system so that when you show up at the border, they ask you a couple of questions. Yep. And they'll have all this information before you arrive. So yeah. They'll tell you whether you get to come on in or turn it around, buddy. You're not eligible.
Yeah, it's just... And I haven't had to do it yet. I know I'm prepared, and I have uploaded my vaccination proof to cool. the app because I hope to travel again one Woo! Day.
Good deal. Yep, yep.
Because I am not a cross-border truck driver, but the nope. important date here is January the 15th. Well, of course, cross-border drivers should already be familiar with the ArriveCan app. Because
Correct.
Of what, since November the 30th, I think it was?
November 30th, it went into play, yes.
Yeah, they've yep. had to use it. So that's one yep. thing. But yep. now to get into the country, you got to mm-hmm. have proof of double vax.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep. And that comes into play January 15th. So, yeah. So it's going to be, and people are going to think, well, I'm a Canadian citizen. They're not going to stop me from coming in. Well, there is some concerns based on the reading of it. It does say,
hang on, before you go there, because I think mm-hmm. I know where you're going. I don't know
yep.
yet, but they are right. If they're a Canadian citizen, yep. Canada will not stop them from coming in.
Right. But, yes, the big but means you could be finding yourself in quarantine for 14 days.
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, those that are not permanent residents, maybe working on, as a temporary foreign worker or on a work visa.
Non-Canadians.
Non-Canadians.
That are here legally.
Yes.
And working in as a great truck driver.
Yep.
What could happen to them, John, if they're not a Canadian yet?
And not vaccinated. They could be held up at the border and not allowed in.
And not allowed in.
Correct.
I just want our listeners and viewers to hear that part.
Yep.
So if they're not a permanent resident yet, and they're not a Canadian, but they are here in Canada legally and working legally.
Yep, under a work visa or valid work permit or, you know, under the foreign worker program. Yep.
And they cross the border when they come back to Canada. You say your interpretation is?
They may not be allowed in. And I say strongly when I say may. So reading right off of the Canadian Federal Canada website, which will be, by the way, in the show notes below. So you can read it to yourself, but it is making it very clear. And I will say, I will read this. Let me read this section for you. As of January 15th, 2022, certain groups of travelers who are currently exempt from entry requirements, will only be allowed to enter the country if they are fully vaccinated with one of the vaccines approved for entry into Canada. These groups include, and it lists them, and the one down here that we're talking about, individuals with a valid work permit, including temporary foreign workers outside of the agricultural and food processing. So that means you truck drivers. And then most essential service providers, in brackets, including truck drivers. So this means you guys, girls, gals, whatever, may get hung up at the border if you're not fully vaccinated. So think before you go into the U.S. knowing that you've got to come back.
Absolutely. So the keys here is double vaxxed, and the second vaccine had to be injected more than 14 days ago.
Correct.
Before you cross the border.
Yep. Right? Yep, exactly.
And then use the Arrive Can app.
Exactly. So now let's go ahead and drop the other shoe.
I was going to say.
Going the other way.
Let's talk about going into the States.
Yes, exactly.
And I'll use this word. What's the rumored date?
January 22nd, 2022.
Why is it only a rumor? Do you have any idea?
Well, it has not been confirmed based on some of the conversations coming out of the U.S. Through a lot of the media outlets. This is what's come out of the government side, but there's been no firm date. It's all been subjected to, say, probably around the 22nd, maybe sooner, maybe later, but we're not 100% sure. So right now it's a tentative date of the 22nd of January.
And I'd mentioned to you earlier that I saw a trade magazine with an article saying that truck drivers had started to be asked upon entry to the States for their proof of vaccine. And it's at the time of this recording, that article was written on January the 3rd or January the 4th. I forget which date, but it was,
I think it was the 3rd,
brand new. And some drivers at some border crossings going into the States have already started to be asked for the proof of vaccine.
Yep, exactly. So you need to be aware, drivers, because of the simple fact that you get hung up at the border going into the U.S., well, that's going to cause a lot of grief for the load that you've got on and not going to be able to get there. Your employer is then going to have to get another truck, another driver. Wow, it's going to cause some chaos. There is no doubt about it.
It's going to cause some chaos. And, you know, there's a debate as to whether it's legal for companies to ask their employees whether they are vaccinated or not. Well, and, you know, I'm far from a lawyer, of course. But if having to be vaccinated to enter a country, either exit or enter, because when you come back, you got to be double vaccinated.
Yep.
I would think that would throw that into the legal realm, because as part of business, I've got to know if John Farquhar is double vax, because if he's not, I can't give him the load expecting him to go into the States and expecting him to come home and be able to work again.
Yep, exactly. And then on top of that, you know, if you didn't take and do this process, the driver could be putting the company at risk, you know, by being stuck at the border and having the truck and trailer seized for whatever reason, you know, and that's aggravation they don't need.
Yeah, this whole thing, and we both know that CTA, OTA, ATA, truckload carriers, a lot of different...
All those acronyms.
So the Ontario Trucking Association, the Canadian Trucking Alliance, the American Trucking Association, Truckload Carriers Association are, and then I read something about the Auto Parts Association. There's, and I probably said that one wrong because I'd never heard of it before.
Yep.
But there's several major association lobby groups, really, is what these are.
Yep.
Lobbying both governments, Canada and the U.S., to put changes in for fear that this is going to be a huge, huge disruption to our economy that is trying desperately to recover at this time. Like,
Well, you know, it's unfortunate because this information has been out there for several months now.
Right.
You know, this is going back to October, November. So it's been out there for several months. There's been plenty of time to go out and get vaccinated in order to comply with these regulatory issues, whether it be U.S. or Canada. I know the lobbying groups are obviously wanting to, hey, we want you to extend this, you know, carry this forward. I hate to say it, but I think it'll be like the ELD went into play for the U.S. back in 2018 when... Yeah, we're going to give it some lag time here. And very similar to what we're seeing in Canada with the ELD is, we're going to give it some time here. We're not going to put in some big enforcement. And people are continuing to still drag their feet in getting that in place. So I would see the same thing happening with the vaccination, where if you still allow it to drag on, it's just going to drag it. People are not going to go, because if they're bound and determined they're not going to get vaccinated, well, then they're not going to get vaccinated. So...
Well, and this is, I mean, without getting into a philosophical debate, I mean, I've told you I'm vaxxed, but
I'm vaxxed.
People have the right to choose whether, you know, they get vaccinated or not. I do believe they have the right.
Yep.
And it, I mean, it's a real quagmire.
Quagmire, that's a good word. I like that one. Okay.
Because it is. I mean, people do have the right. And if they choose not to, however, I do see it from a country point of view that countries also have rights. And if they choose not to allow you into our country for whatever reason, because you're a criminal, I mean, there's lots of other reasons that we don't allow certain people into the country. This is just another one. But for Canadians who are here, legally, I'm a vax guy, but I really have a hard time swallowing this, that we're ramming this down everybody's throat. I do think people have personal rights.
Yep. Well, but at the same time, like you said, governments have rights. They have to protect their citizens,
right? Of course.
So they have to put processes in place to protect their people. Unfortunately, if you don't want to follow through with something, well, then that's fine. That's your choice. But at the same time, you shouldn't be allowed all the luxuries of those that have followed through with the process.
Well, I mean, I'm very happy to be one of the 86% in Ontario that have, you know, voluntarily gone and got it done. I do feel for that 14%.
Somewhat.
I think some of them are, can I say, full of
misinformed?
Well, their thing is they're just strictly, the government's telling me to do it, therefore I'm not doing it. I don't agree with that. I do agree with thoughtful concern. And if you were well educated, unfortunately, there's just a lot of stuff on the internet. You know, I choose to believe the stuff, and this is a choice. I choose to believe the stuff that is pro-vaccine, and there are some people who choose to believe the stuff that is anti-vax. We all have our rights. Anyways, that's way off topic.
Exactly.
Let's hit those dates again.
So Canada, January 15th. The U.S.,
coming back
January 22nd. Coming back into Canada,
January 15th. And you better use the ArriveCan app.
Correct. Better be using it now. Should have been using it since January 20th. Or, November 30th.
Right.
So,
And going into the States, it is?
Currently right now, tentatively set for January 22nd.
That's the best guess.
7 days after Canada. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes. And we're not that far away. You know, like the Canadian rule right now of January 15th, we're a week and a half away.
Yeah.
So it's really going to be interesting to see what comes down to the wire. Because we haven't heard a whole lot in the news, in the media section, about fights going on with this. I think there's more hype going on in the U.S. With senators and states and lobby groups getting involved with what's going on in the U.S. to fight it, but not hearing so much here in Canada. So, you know, if it's quiet or whatnot, kind of curious what's happening there.
Well, you you sent me an email this morning from Private Motor Truck Council.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it was outlining some of what we're talking about.
Yep, exactly. And that email was to them from the Canadian government.
And it was
to specify we're moving forward. There's nothing here that's saying any different.
Yeah, so, and it was dated in January.
Yes. Yes, that was just actually this morning, I think it was. So
I just wanted you to hit that.
Yep.
As far as we know, the Canadian government is still saying a week and a half away that this is still a go.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So and you know what, I guess from a contest, let's take it away from the vaccination aspect. Let's take it from a transportation ownership side, right? So the trucking companies themselves, trucking operators, trucking owners, I'm thinking in my mind, why wouldn't I want all my drivers vaccinated to cross the border? Because it gives me a leg up on the competition. This is going to be a perfect opportunity to make hay while the sun is shining, and the sun could shine for quite some time here.
Well, that, you know, don't you as a trucking company owner also have the obligation to have a safe workplace? And to having a safe workplace nowadays would be having everybody vaccinated, because now if I'm vaccinated and I'm in the same room as you, I'm, you know, as an employer, my employer is protecting you because they made me get double vaxxed.
Right. Yep. Yep. Exactly. You know,
rights aside, there are certainly a lot of obligation for the employers of trucking. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you know, I hate to say this, but because we've got a large American audience on our podcast, but Canada has the uptake of the vaccine is significantly higher than our American friends. And if I was a trucking company owner sending my drivers into the States where I know the uptake isn't nearly as high, I'd be encouraging my drivers to the best of my ability to get the vaccination just to try to keep them safe.
Yeah, there and their families. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
John, last word?
I was just going to say, you know what, we've heard so many stories out there about people who have gotten sick because of the vaccine or the virus. They're not vaccinated, and they've told their story about what hell they went through to overcome this. So to me, it's like, let's listen to them. You know, let's listen to them. I don't want my family to go through that. I don't want to go through that. And because I drive truck, I know, let me think here. Oh, yeah, I don't get paid unless the wheels are rolling. So if I'm sick flat on my back, I'm not making any money. You know, or, so we need to stay as healthy as we can all the time.
Or if you're quarantined for 14 days.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Add that too. Yeah. Your employer's not going to look after you.
Whatever that quarantine period is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's 14 days for unvaccinated. And it was 10 days for vaccinated. And they've now just dropped that to 5.
Right. So
if you're vaccinated.
Again, another reason if you fall ill, if you're vaccinated, even the quarantine period is significantly less again.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So true. So true. So, but yeah. So, you know what? Do yourself a favor. Go get vaccinated.
I'm with you, buddy. As I say, we're both double vaxxed. I've got my booster shot booked. I'm on two waiting lists trying to get in a little bit earlier.
Yes, my wife has got one of us booked, and she's waiting for it to open up again because the date that she can get hers is I'm away on a snowmobile trip. So, we can't get it any sooner. So she's waiting to get on the next list for me for when I get back. So I'll probably get jabbed when I get back from sledding.
Yeah, there you go. At least, well, hopefully you don't get sick.
Yeah, me neither. Exactly.
Good topic. Drivers.
Perfect.
Trucking company owners.
Yep.
Transportation people, shippers, receivers. Mm-hmm. We covered getting in and out of the country without and with a vaccination. It's going to be interesting times.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all going to come down to whether you get poked or not.
So go get poked.
Go get poked. Go get poked.
All right. So that, of course, was John and I having a little bit of fun, but talking about a very serious conversation that is happening in trucking right now, all about the vaccine mandate and entering and exiting Canada or cross-border things that are going on. So stay tuned to the podcast. John and I will keep you up to date. If you are getting value from this podcast, please click like and subscribe and leave us a comment. What are your thoughts on the vaccine and border crossings at the moment, either coming into Canada or leaving Canada, going into the States? What are your thoughts? Leave me a comment down below. John or I will answer you personally. Thanks so much. That's it for this week. Safety Dogs out.